Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. Today, this message is for those who are not ready to experience the pain of breaking up. Some of you all, you have watched some people go through many situations when it comes to relationships, whether those situations were physically abusive or emotionally. The point is that there was a lot of pain that these people encountered, and some are still encountering. And so you say, why does this person just keep going through like this? This is ridiculous. If you don't want to be with the person, then just don't be with them, right? But it's not so easy. And you say, why? Why can't it just be easy for this person? I'll tell you why. The reason being is because they don't want to experience the pain of breaking up. For some people, the pain of breaking up is far worse than the mess that they're in. But that's not true when you really look at it. Being in a relationship that's torturous, that's keeping you confined, that isn't emotionally stimulating, that's not physically good for you, it's just not good. And it's almost as if you're being systematically broken down with each passing day that you remain in it. Okay? So the pain, though, of breaking up, that pain is nowhere as bad as allowing yourself each and every day to be broken down by someone just because you got so many years with them, so many assets, and so forth. Because you're going to go through that initial shock. Everybody who has broken up with anybody knows that, okay? But you'll get used to it over time. The initial shock is the crying out. It's the, I can't believe this is over. You did this to me. You promised and all of that. And the stomach is hurting and the head is hurting and you don't feel like eating and you don't want to be around anyone. Go through that. Go through that. Because when you go through that, what happens is that when you come out of that metamorphosis, if you will, of change, you're going to be stronger. Because when that person comes and starts tempting you about, let's, you know, get back together, I'm going to be different this time. After going through all that mess, really, truly allowing yourself to grieve that individual, you're not going to want to go through that mess again. Oh, no. It was too painful. I just went through all of this drama. I finally let myself release. And then you want to call me back only for me to have to go through all of this crazy stuff again? No, thank you. The problem is the reason why people go back is because the minute that metamorphosis of change starts taking place, that refining, they go, it's getting too comfortable. It's getting too uncomfortable. And then they rush back to the relationship again. God's like, okay, you're almost out the door. You're almost out the door. Go, go, go. Oh, no. She just ran her mouth again. Oh, he just said what he was going to do, but he didn't do it. Ah. Okay, another argument, another drama. Okay, you're going to go. You're going to go. Okay, out the door. Yes. Okay, new place, new life. Uh-oh, he's coming. The ex is coming. He's coming back. He's on his knees. He's crying. He's begging. He's asking her, oh, no. Is she going to say no? Oh, no, she's in the bed with him. Oh, she's weak again. Oh, now he's living with her. Oh, now she's pregnant. Oh, no. And now the relationship is starting all over again. This toxic... I mean, we can laugh about it because some of us have been there and done it and seen a movie, not just once, but too many times in our lives. And some of you all are just getting started. But you know so much. You know so much. You say, oh, no, I'm going to, you know, make this work this time. And then some crazy stuff goes on again. He cheats or she cheats or he lies or she lies. Somebody's back to talking crazy. Somebody's back on the drugs. Somebody's back on alcohol again. And God is saying, When will my children learn? And when you're older and you do these things, you know what they say about an old fool. So we see this sort of thing going on. It's a merry-go-round. And it's all because somebody doesn't want to experience the pain of breaking up. It hurts. And you know, one of the downsides to all of this is that loved ones start to desert you. They don't want anything to do with you because they get tired of listening to your mess. They get tired of you talking about what you're going to do, but you don't do it. They get tired of helping you out of situations. And then they start getting nervous and worried and sometimes even angry because they know you're going to call or you're going to come around with some more negative stuff and they can't take it. So those folks that you used to rely on, eventually they don't deal with you anymore. Those folks that used to like talking to you, they don't like talking to you anymore because they don't want to be up close and personal to see you get disappointed all over again by that no good man or that no good woman that you're with. Some folks cannot take it no more than they can take someone close to them dying. Stay away from me. Leave me alone. I don't want to hear about what you like or don't like about that person. They're gone. Or in a case where you're in a relationship with someone, you know that they don't like that person or what have you. And so if they're not distancing themselves from you, you are distancing yourself from them. Now, the relationship might work and you all might grow closer and things might change, right? If you're that one that has done this sort of thing, you know, the merry-go-round or the roller coaster ride, whatever analogy you want to use to describe your relationship, it might survive, but it might not either. And loved ones may start coming back around in your life, or they may not. And then that's when you have to question whether or not they were even in your corner to begin with. Because a lot of times people don't like you. They claim they do. But then when you look at them and you look at how they respond to you, you realize that somebody's pretending. Somebody's really fake. And it doesn't have anything to do with your relationship with someone else. Sometimes it's just how it is. Some people are also jealous. Let's say that you don't have that type of toxic relationship or someone you know doesn't have that sort of thing going on, because you could be very well single, but you're just seeing a lot of stuff with other people. Okay? There's those around them that are jealous because everything is okay. And so because everything is okay and they don't have any drama to feed off of, then it's like, oh, well, why are we even hanging around her or anything? And so these so-called friends or so-called close relatives begin to distance themselves because they can't feed off a negative energy. You know, some of our past relationships, and I can put my hand up, were quite toxic. They were very bad. And, you know, we were very guarded. I know I was, and some other folks were very guarded about our crazy relationships. And we didn't want anybody to know for a long period of time. And so a lot of folks that's in crazy relationships, they will appear as if everything's okay because they're quite guarded. They know that everything is not okay. And it's sad because a part of you is being torn away because you know that your mess stinks and it's not a good relationship. And the person keeps you up at night, or they keep you stressed, or there's times where you had to fight him or her. So you're guarded. Somebody asks, how are you doing? How's the family? Everything's good. Everything's fine. Then the minute you start to press in a little bit, ask some more questions, they start getting defensive and you say, what's up with this person? They don't have a good relationship. That's what's up. And they don't want you to know because maybe your relationship is good. You know, some of you all, like I said, who are single, you see this sort of thing happen. And it's sad because then those that were once close are no longer close. So If one, though, is trying to break free out of a toxic relationship and they're not ready to experience that pain, they are going to slowly but surely build up these brick walls and fences around that messed up situation. They're going to keep some folks out. And when we see those walls going up, it's okay to distance ourselves. If you are the one that's building the walls up, don't question why people don't want to come around you. Sometimes the walls are being built up because, or the signs that a wall, that the walls are being built up is due to funky attitudes. You know, you look and you say, wait a minute, I see that this person is shutting me out. One of the signs is that there's the constant attitude. There's the irritation. There's the impatience. There's the frustration over little things. They take what you say and blow them up. Don't you worry about my life. Don't you worry about what I'm going through. Nobody's worried. I was just sharing a little information with you. Oh, I'm fine. Me and God, we're cool. We're great. We're wonderful. I don't need you to tell me anything, right? They don't want anybody to kind of, you know, advise them, give them any type of insight, nothing. They got this until one day we find out they're in the hospital, or until one day we find out that they've been severely beaten, or the children end up telling stories on them, and truthful stories, I should be more specific, not telling lies on their parents, but telling truthful stories about their parents and what's really going on. And then the individual will continue to parade around as if everything's okay and all right. And all we can do is pray at that point, unless you want to keep arguing and fussing and fighting. And then at that point, you're not being a soldier for Christ. You're being more like a dictator. So what to do? What to do if you are in a situation where people around you have said, you know what, I've had enough. I don't want to come around you. Whether it's because you got it going on, you know, everything is great in your relationship, honestly great, or everything is totally wrong. Well, when you feel that way, Psalm 9:10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. You knew I was going to take you right back to the Lord. Whatever side you're on, if you feel like people are not interested in you, don't want to come around you for whatever the reasons might be, you got to go to the Lord with all of this stuff. Psalm 94:14, for the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. You are an inheritance. You are an inheritance to the Lord. He's not going to forget about you. Now we can forget about him. Psalm 27:10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. That's why there's the elevation that takes place in many Christians' lives, because something happened with matriarchs and patriarchs and others closest to them. And God said, I'll be your daddy. I'll be your mother. You see, all we are as parents are just mere vessels. God uses us to pass through the babies. That's it. We don't own anything or anyone. Because once we pass away, that's it anyway, right? You can't take anything to the grave with you. Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God is with you always. When everybody turns their back on you, God is with you. In an audio, I talked about the fear of challenging the system. Once you get over that fear and you start challenging family traditions, and you start questioning things, and you start looking around and seeing things in a different light because God has shined a light on various things, people are going to say, I don't want to be around you anymore, because here we go again. You got God and you talking this and you talking that. You got to be prepared for those times. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 4. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. All of that is just, once again, God reminding you that whatever you have, whatever you might be going through at this moment, or whatever somebody may have put upon you, they may have cursed you out, you don't have to be concerned about all of that, because the Lord delights in you. He loves you. And whatever he wants you to have, he's going to let it be so. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed, persecuted, abused, used, you're not forgotten, brought down, destroyed as a result of some crazy relationship or some bad connection to someone or something. That's okay, because God's going to restore you if you're willing to walk the walk and trust in him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Psalm 37:25, I've been young and now am old. I can attest to that. I've been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And that's the truth. Anybody that's truly about God's business and doing what they're supposed to be doing, once again, they're not forgotten, and they don't go around here begging. Oh, you don't have anything for me because you're mad because I didn't do this, or because I didn't do that, or because you're assuming that my partner is this way and that way and putting this and that in my head. Okay, guess what? I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to ask you for anything, because my God is taking care of me. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Okay, he gives us promises. He puts them in our heart, and we walk with those promises. We believe in those promises. We trust in God. If you don't know what promise he has for you, I suggest you spend some time praying. Lord, what promise you have for me? You see, because he may, for some of you all who have been running back and forth to the same person or people that are no good for you, God has a promise. But you're so distracted with all of the negative stuff that you can't see it. He doesn't want us sticking in situations that's crazy and volatile, and, you know, people don't want to be around us and everything else. And it's all because we don't want to go through pain. But God will ease our pain if we cast our burdens upon him. And he's not going to leave us hanging out there like, oh, I don't know, Lord, now that this man is out of my life, now that this woman's out of my life, what am I going to do? He's not going to do that to us, but we can do that to us, and other people can do that to us, especially if they're jealous. Oh, well, I don't know what she's going to do. She don't have her man no more. I don't know what he's going to do. He don't have his woman no more. So who cares? Right? That's how the world responds to things. And we go through the pain of breakup, and we do whatever it is that we got to do in the process. And no, you don't need to update your enemies. Why would you? Irregardless of their titles, mama, daddy, sister, brother, you know? And this is one that I want to leave with you. I really like Psalm 91. Psalm 91, 14 and 15. Because he hath set his love. Listen to that love. It even sounds good. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. That's where your love is supposed to be. I just love this man. I just love this woman. If your love is upon the Lord, the rest will follow. Sometimes it's just safer to have your love with the Lord. Because you never know what a man or a woman's going to do. You see, flawed human beings that's not walking with the Lord. Oh, you setting yourself up for something. Now, I don't care how long you've been with a person. Because he hath set his love upon me. That's God. Therefore, will I deliver him. See, deliverance, that means that there's a breaking free. See, that toxic cycle or whatever it is that, you know, is going on with someone that you know, or maybe yourself, God is delivering emotionally, physically, spiritually, if you let him. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. High, that means people are looking up at you and you looking down on them. See, I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Do you know the name of Jesus? Do you know the name of Yahweh? Do you know the name of I Am, Lord Jesus? He's referred by many names. He is most holy and gracious and wonderful. And getting caught up in this foolishness, this worldly foolishness, you're not promised tomorrow. And you don't want to be free, free from some mess. Lord, show them who you are. The rest of the scripture says, he shall call upon me, call upon the Lord, call upon Jesus. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. You hear that? Somebody told you, God ain't going to answer you because you in some mess. You ain't married. You doing some sexually immoral stuff. You're so nasty. And you got the nerve to want to call on Jesus about your relationship or about, you know, wanting to get up out of it. You need to do more than that. You see how the self-righteous is, the old critical Christian? He shall call upon me. That's what the scripture says, and I will answer him. It doesn't say what you have to be in order to call on him. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. Or somebody you know is in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. He said he's going to deliver and honor you. He said he's going to deliver and honor you. I hope that I'm making it plain for you all. And if you are that one that keeps playing this game with somebody who comes to you and tells you that you're going to be okay, you're going to be all right, baby, it's me and you against the world and all that, but yet they're mistreating you, I'm here to tell you that God will deliver you if you will allow him to. The prayers of us being together stop. The focus on that toxic individual stops. You focus on your life. You focus on what you want to accomplish. The baby, I'm going to be this to you and I'm going to be that to you. That was sweet. That was nice, sweetheart. But I've got other things that I'm focused on that I'm doing. Oh, it must be another man. It must be another woman. It doesn't have to be any of that. It could be that you just want freedom, period. Freedom, peace of mind. Whether you're in a relationship for 5 months, 15 years, or 20 plus years. The point is that God wants you to know that he is there with you every step of the way, but your distractions is what's keeping you from fully realizing the Lord and what he has for your life. And you need to know what promises he has. Maybe it's a promise of a future love that will knock your feet off or knock you off your feet. Maybe it is a better opportunity somewhere else, but that person you're with is keeping you bound to that city, state, what have you. Maybe it is the promise of you finally being single and enjoying your life in the way that God wants you to, though. Maybe it is you being a friend, a true friend to someone that is going through much. Similar to what I've talked about in this audio. But we cannot keep ourselves away from pain only to run to even more pain. That doesn't even make any sense. But that's what a lot of people do. So I take this time out to pray for those of you all who just think that running back to someone or something is going to keep you at peace and is going to keep you from experiencing pain. I pray in Jesus' name that the Lord will just use your situation to show you why it is so crucial that you be delivered. And I pray in Jesus' name that he will dispense his love upon you, that you will truly experience love in the way that he intended, and that he will also reveal his promises to you. And I also pray in Jesus' name that those that have abandoned you as a result of all of what you've been through, I pray that the Lord will raise up new people around you that will comfort you, that will love on you, that will advise you. I pray in Jesus' name that they will also be generous types of individuals. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Thank you, listener, for taking the time out your busy schedule to just listen to this message. Breakup is something that happens in many of our lives, but you learn and you grow when you just allow it to just run its course, you know. And you will have those moments where you will feel sick to your stomach and you're not going to want to talk to some folks and all of that. Allow yourself to go through it. Because I guarantee you that when you come up out of it, you are not going to allow other people to disrespect you and hurt you like that ex did. Okay? You will have raised your standards. For every time you go out with someone, you know, and they're treating you really nice, that means that that bar is being raised. You're not going to tolerate just anyone or anything anymore. So ask the Lord, though, to guide you. And don't do anything rash. And definitely don't believe someone who has a history of lying. It's unfortunate, but a lot of liars do not change. And if you don't have the time or the energy to keep checking on a woman or a man who has been doing all sorts of stuff, then I suggest that you don't get involved with somebody like that, because they will keep you on your knees. They will, because then you got to pray about hoping that they don't give you an STD. You got to pray about them during those times when they have a falling out with that other woman or other man, that they don't bring that mess to you. You have to keep a lot of the thoughts out of your mind about the past and what he did with this woman and that one, or what she did with this man and that one. It's draining. And God, while you're doing all of that, you're not focusing on God and your spiritual life. It really declines. You can go to church all you want, but it doesn't help. It really doesn't, because until you deal with that person in a way that's going to free you, meaning break up with that person, that's very toxic, you're going to continue to be in that mess. And then you're not going to be the nicest person to talk to or be around. And of course, your family or friends in time are not going to want you to come around. Your relationship is going to be messed up with them. And they'll even say, if they're really bold and honest, they'll say you've changed since you've been with him and you don't seem very happy, or you've changed since you've been with her and we really don't really like you coming around, especially with her, you know. And you got to take it for what it is. Some people stay in their mess for far too long, all because of money, all because of children and stuff. Meanwhile, even the children are saying, I wish mom and dad would just break up. This is just a mess. So a lot of stuff to take in, but hey, that's what my job is, to just bring awareness to some situations, and hopefully people will do what's right. Thank you, as always, for taking the time out to listen. Please do check the description box for some more information that I have. And also subscribe if you haven't. Have a great day.